Oh, the fun we have with human rights on break here at the DGS. We're just laughing about the Stockley protest when, first of all, that's the strangest coverage any news team has ever done of anything, because it was me and Rach and Tony and Mark, and it was right when the Stockley protest started, and it was, I thought, very intense. Tony's in the middle, getting threatened with physical violence. Rach is one circle out. I was very uncomfortable. I'm looking for an exit, and Mark's at the Galleria. I mean, it was just four levels of discomfort.
They had a sale.
He's looking for Zanzibel.
Really? What? A special protest sale? All right.
Oh, my God.
I protest the prices. No, these Hager slacks.
The best was when we were, the three of us were in the studio watching coverage on TV, and Tony's out on the street covering it. And he calls in, and Mark's like, "Now, there appears to be a man with a placard towards the front of the group." And Tony goes, "It's not a placard, Mark. It's an iPad."
I do not remember that at all.
Oh, I've got the tape.
I do not remember.
What do you even mean by a placard? What is a placard?
It's a piece of cardboard, and you write something on it.
You hold up a placard.
Yeah, and it was a...
This guy was right at the police line. I remember that guy. He was right at the police line. And he was obviously using the video camera on his iPad, and he was like asking them questions and trying to get the police to respond, and he's sticking the camera in their face. And you guys, I saw later, like, the news coverage was right above where we were, and you could pretty clearly see that happening. He's holding this iPad in these police's face, and Mark says, "The one guy in front appears to be holding a placard."
Hello, Dave.
He had a stone tablet that he was etching in his commentary.
One of the Ten Commandments.
Seems to have a written message for the gentleman.
He was holding it up. Would have got further if put something on there.
I tell you what, the people that are trying to drive through downtown right now are not happy.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Not happy. And I asked about three or four different people what was happening and got three or four distinct answers.
Well, it's weird. It's a primarily Caucasian group of people.
Yeah.
Lots of them wearing orange vests that say clergy on it.
Yeah.
Which, that's a whole new thing.
Yep.
And then Tony taped it. And the one thing the lady was saying, who was speaking, was, "It's great that you're all here, but go home, sell everything you own, and give it to the captives."
Yeah.
"The people in the workhouse who can't make bail.
Sell all your possessions and give it to the captives."
One person moved.
Yeah.
"But I'm with the clergy."
Read my placard. It says I don't make donations. I just mark.
Have a placard that says clergy.
To tie it into weather, it is really hot out there.
A little warm?
Oh,
a little sticky?
Gosh.
It's humid.
Dripping.
It's humid more than anything.
Woo. Are you cranking like close?
I am wet.
Super cranking.
A lot of moisture.
Whoa.
I want to take
that
my clothes.
Crossed a boundary.
Yeah, sure did.
I want to take my clothes off.
I have a weather-related corner today. Somewhat.
Oh, boy.
All right, hold your horses.
All right, Rob.
Listening
just
to Tony say
hello.
Explicit stuff.
So, Dave, when does this break?
It's in the process right now. We're starting to see. No, it's a process.
Yeah,
it's a process.
A slow process.
Haven't even started.
It's a tablet.
We're at the very beginning of that process.
Actually, there have been a couple of isolated thunderstorms around Metro St. Louis, and where they've hit, temperatures have dropped back into the 70s with a little thunder and lightning. But the humidity is sky high. This is just the start. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, we're going to have periods of rain and thunderstorms. At any time, it's not going to be raining all the time, but it's a very unsettled weather pattern. Temperatures in the 80s tomorrow, upper 80s for the most part Wednesday, low to mid 80s on Thursday because of the effect of added clouds and added rain, but the humidity will still be very high, and everybody is going to see some kind of rain over the next 2 to 3 days.
Good.
Man, we need it.
Yeah, we need it. Whew. We do need it.
Okay.
Now, I'm just excited. Get onto this corner that's about weather.
Well, it is weather related. So I'm out taking a walk today, as I do. And I'm walking along.
That's good enough. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Closest
were you
corner.
Sweating?
Best
were
corner
you
in months.
I was cranking. I was sweating big time, which kind of brought up the question that I have. So I'm walking down and I'm going down a sidewalk. And what do you see on sidewalks this time of year all the time? What do you
fried see? Fried worms.
Yes.
Which one?
Fried worms.
Okay.
So the question comes up.
Wizards?
We said three different things, and Mark goes, yes!
Yes! All three. I didn't even hear what the other two. When he said worms, I got all excited, as I tend to do about worms. Okay. You know a worm can live to be 4 to 8 years old?
48?
4 to 8.
I thought he said 4 to 8.
48. Wow. They're like, they
how do we know that?
Little canes, you ask them. The biggest worm.
That's a big spread.
The biggest worm is the Australian Gippsland earthworm, 12 feet long.
Well, one and a half pounds. We don't need to know that.
12 feet of a worm.
There was a show on in the 90s. It was Goosebumps, the television show.
Oh, yeah.
And there was an episode where a giant worm, it was like as long as the studio and 2 feet around.
Wow.
I still, if I think about it when I'm trying to go to sleep, I get really freaked out and upset.
Well, then don't go to Australia.
Did she just hijack your corner?
Yes, she did. So I'm walking down.
Here's another episode.
It's the most exciting part so far.
I know.
Tell me more about Goosebumps, right?
So I'm walking down and I'm taking my walk and you see these worms. Mm-hmm. And they're in the middle of the sidewalk and they're jerky. They're gone. So the question is,
I thought you meant they were jerks.
I was like, I don't like their attitude.
No, they look like worm jerky.
Keep
Get
moving.
Off my sidewalk.
Right.
Keep walking, Whitey.
Okay, so what do you usually have on both sides of a sidewalk?
Oh, for the love of God.
Grass.
So the grass is cool, and it's moist, and it's like 50 degrees. So why, the question I have is, why would a worm come out of the grass, get on the sidewalk, and the minute he gets on the sidewalk, it's 50 times hotter than the grass.
Maybe there's like a worm brothel on the other side.
But he keeps going.
Why do squirrels run in front of your car and get run over?
But why do fools fall in love?
Because they don't know. But the minute this
why does it burn when I pee?
That I'll tell you about later. The minute this worm hits the sidewalk, it's like going, holy crap, this is hot. Why doesn't it turn around and go back? Why does it get to the middle of the sidewalk? And just
Dave,
and
you're like a scientist.
It's gone.
I think a lot of times a bird will drop the worm there, especially since we haven't had any rain.
Main bird.
You know, if it slips out of their mouth and it's like,
what?
Oh, where it happened to my worm?
What? Wow. He's making that up. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Is there irrigation around your sidewalks?
Some.
Well, then that's okay, well, that would explain it.
Because the worms come out of the ground.
Yes.
They don't want to drown.
You're drowning the worms, Mark.
Yeah. No, but they still come.
No.
They come out of the ground, but they're not, the ground's
maybe
not.
Maybe they don't know the difference between the
worms.
Grass
they're and, freaking yeah. worms.
Yeah, they can't see. They're not
they don't have any goosebump worm.
They don't have any brains.
We discounted that fact. They do have brains. I think they do have brains.
They're not very good ones.
No, not
they're
very
either
good.
4 to 8 or 48 years old.
48 years old, senior worms.
They're my age.
If you took a worm, here's an experiment I want you all to do tonight.
Finally.
I can't wait to get a worm and do this.
Okay. Take a match and hold it towards a worm
right.
and see if it recoils
Everyone,
away.
We're doing this tonight for our homework. All of our listeners at home, do it too.
See if the worm recoils against the heat. I'll bet you it does. Okay. So why does it get, the minute it hits the sidewalk, why doesn't it go, holy crap, I'm going back in the grass?
Because they can't see and they probably think, much like whenever you get out of the pool and your feet are really hot on the sidewalk, I'll just really quick get across this.
And they don't make it.
They don't make it.
And maybe they forgot which way they came from.
Jacob Allen sent me a photo of the worm on Twitter and I don't want to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
The Goosebumps worm?
It's not the Goosebumps worm, but it's big.
Is it the Australian Gippsland earthworm?
See it?
I remember a picture of
that's a doozer.
Indian guys holding a worm like that in my 1974 Guinness book.
Yeah.
Biggest earthworm.
Biggest earthworm.
I think it was an earthworm. Yeah.
Just picture
there are two guys. Did I mention they're Indian?
I knew this conversation would end up there.
You know, it's only a matter of time.
Okay, so tonight we're getting matches, we're getting worms, we're torturing them, we're going to see how they respond.
You don't torture them, you don't have to touch them with
Germans
the match.
Germans and experiments.
That's it. Light the match, or a cigarette, or you have a cigarette lighter.
Jesus,
you
Mark!
You have a cigarette lighter in your car, pull it out, just get it in front of the worm, and I'll bet you the worm goes, okay, I'm out of here. It goes in the opposite direction.
Somewhere, a town and country worm just got a chill up its spine. Yeah.